This podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Let's face it, sometimes multitasking can be overwhelming, like when your favorite podcast is playing and the person next to you is talking and your car fan is blasting, all while you're trying to find the perfect parking spot. But then again, sometimes multitasking is easy, like quoting with Progressive Insurance. They do the hard work of comparing rates so you can find a great rate that works for you, even if it's not with them. Give their nifty comparison tool a try and you might just find getting the rate and coverage you need is easy. All you need to do is visit Progressive's website to get a quote with all the coverages you want, like comprehensive and collision coverage or personal injury protection. Then you'll see Progressive's direct rate, and their tool will provide options from other companies all lined up and ready to compare, so it's simple to choose the rate and coverages you like. Press play on comparing auto rates. Quote at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Hey guys, it's your lady gang, Jack Vanek, Kelty Knight, and Becca Tobin. Thank you so much for subscribing on iTunes, and thanks for supporting the great sponsors who make it possible for us to have this much fun with you every single week for free.
Well, what is this?
Welcome to the lady gang.
That's amazing. Say that again.
The lady gang.
Things are about to change around here.
Each week, we catch up with Hollywood's hottest girl posse, Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
This song makes me want to shimmy.
Dun, 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 dun. Where's my palms?
But hi, everybody. It's actually pretty funny that this is our theme song with the amount of, like, trash we talk about Taylor Swift.
It's so
Oh, my God, I never even thought of that.
Yeah, right? I like Taylor.
I like her music.
I love this song.
I like her music, too.
Hi, guys. We're not Taylor Swift. I am sad, lonely, unemployed actress Becca Tobin. I'm not lonely. I'm engaged. Across from me, Kelty Knight, television host. Happy.
Nice gal.
Nice gal. Canadian. Her fun fact is that she is Mohawk Indian.
Yeah, I bet you didn't know that, huh? My grandmother was Mohawk Indian.
Yeah, so she's like, what, a fourth Mohawk Indian?
I guess. Do you think that's why my eyes are so squinty and small?
I don't think Indians have squinty.
I just feel like I should have better hair.
Yeah, you did get the short end of that stick. To my right, Jack Vanek, clothing designer, and she can't fall asleep at night without watching Curb Your Enthusiasm.
That's my lullaby.
It is your lullaby. And, my fun fact is that I am obsessed with flipping out on HGTV. Chip and Joanna Gaines, I want to be him.
I've never watched it.
Oh.
Wait, flipping out is not Chip and Joanna.
Oh, my God, not flipping out. Fixer Upper.
It's hard. There's so many great shows on that channel.
I was watching Flipping Out last night, and I think that's why I thought of it, which I also love.
Yeah, Fixer Upper.
Fixer Upper?
What do they do? Fix up apartments?
They're in Waco, Texas, and they just they take the worst house on
the block.
Fix it up.
For free?
Like, the husband is, like, so jolly.
He is.
He's, like,
and then, like,
and you can tell they still have, like, a crazy sex life.
Oh, that's cool.
Do you think
she's so friendly?
I watch them all the time, and I'm wondering if they do have sex a lot.
They definitely have sex a lot.
I wonder about old people just in general.
They're not old. They're like our
age. Maybe a little older.
I don't know why I assume they're old.
She's also like, come sit down at my farm table, and here's what we could do with your last $5,000. And it's always like, at a cobblestone walk. Like, it's just like in your dreams.
Oh, wait. Do they take the people's money? Or do they pay for it?
They take the people's money.
The people have a budget, and then Chip and Joanna fix up. Just check it out.
Okay? Just Jack. Whatever. This is the Lady Gang podcast, not the Fixer Upper after show. Come on.
All right. So on that note, it's time for...
Good week.
Yes, it is.
Bad week.
Oh, no.
I'm starting.
Okay.
Okay. So my good week. Zach and I were driving down Sunset. And we see one of our favorite topless buses, Star Tour. Like, the like, vans that have the roofs cut off. And there's all those, like, hot, miserable, fat people
tourists
from the Midwest.
Yeah.
So we're driving down, and we're at a stoplight. And next to the, on the other side of the tour bus, is Jeremy Piven. in a brand new, like, Ferrari or some shit.
Jerry Piven does not have that much money. That is a lease.
No, he definitely does.
Yeah, he's getting, like, residuals from Entourage.
He's super rich. But anyways, he probably has a small wiener because he was driving, like, some sports car. And
he for sure has a small wiener.
Guess what he did?
He got out.
He honked at the tour bus and waved.
Oh, he loved it. He loved it.
Yeah, when you're Jeremy Piven, like...
Would you, Kelty Knight, would you do that?
Of course you would.
If you shot up to stardom and you were the next cat...
Shot up?
Katniss Everdeen in the Hunger Games.
There's been many times I have driven up to the star van and been right beside it and thought, you don't even know who's beside you right now.
Oh my God, I bet you have. Kelsey's like putting on her sunglasses, like, they're gonna miss me.
She probably rolls her window down, like, halfway out of her car, like a dog.
I can't talk right now. It's Julie Roberts on the line.
That's amazing. Anyway, I was like, Jeremy Piven, you've just proven to me what I thought you were.
Everything you were. Just like Kelty.
That's amazing.
My bad week is this. I think I've talked about this. I'm sure I've talked about this. Social media sometimes makes me hate people I love. Like, I really...
But not us.
Not you guys. Mm-hmm. Although, Jack, you could settle down with your Scott on Snapchat. I'm just going to be honest right now.
I don't even... I don't have anything else to say.
I follow you on Snapchat because I want to see what you're doing, okay?
I'm too boring by myself.
But watching Scott when he was on the old MTV show, that was good.
It was so...
I'll take more of that.
That was going to be my good
when
week.
When he was date my mom. Okay, anyways. So there you go. There's a harsh reality. But you're not actually the person that I...
What if it was, actually... though? You're just like taking this moment to publicly
no,
call me out.
No, clearly I'm not passive aggressive because I just told you that you put too much of your boyfriend on Snapchat.
Whatever.
But I have... friends, multiple, that I'm not even thinking of anyone in particular, but like, I'm so sick of their social media personalities. It's awful.
Like made up, like not made up ones, but just like, you're like, you know, just the, you're not like that.
The things that they post, the like, the, like, I just, I don't know. It's just, it's so weird, you know? And you're like, I don't give a shit. It's National Reading Day. Go Go.
I only use that kind of stuff if it's relevant to my business. I did use National Donut Day. To sell that. A donut
I just think
shirt.
It's hard.
I get it.
I think it's hard for me, I'm just going to say personally, because a lot of people send me free dresses to wear on the inside, and they expect an Instagram, and then I always have to post pictures of me, like, standing in a dress, and I'm like, there's no good way to do this, and then I feel like a douchebag.
No, I don't think you look like a douchebag. Fine. You do it in a way that it's like, hey, I'm at work, and here's my cute dress, guys.
And again, that's part
it's
of your
like,
work.
It is. And it's like, it's not you being like, look how fabulous my life is. Don't you wish you were me?
Yeah.
It's like,
nobody
hey.
Wishes me. I go to work at 4:15 in the morning. Like, legitimately. Ultimately, no one is like, I'd love to be
no,
at work right now in the middle of the night.
But just, and yeah. It's not even people in the industry either. It's like some people in the industry and some people that are not. And I'm just like, ugh, I wish that you could just not follow people mm-hmm. and not tell them or not have them know.
Yeah.
That's what I like about Snapchat. Like, nobody can see who I'm following, right?
Nobody can see who you're following, but people can see if you looked at one of their snaps.
I can see if you looked at my snaps, which you haven't been.
Yes, I have. I'm just kidding. Look at your snaps all the time. Also, you have way too many people looking at your snaps to know if
that's
I'm
well,
looking.
Well, you do. Or, yeah, but yeah, like a normal okay. person.
Well, I'm just going to play dumb, and when they ask me why I'm not watching them on Snapchat, I'm going to be like, I don't even know how to work it.
I don't. Whatever.
Okay, so anyways, that was just my tirade.
Yep.
Kelty.
All right, here we go. So I saw this woman. She's a very well-esteemed Broadway dancer named Mary Ann Lamb. Do you know her?
Mm-hmm.
She's a little 5'4", beautiful, beautiful woman. Now I feel like I'm outsing her, but she'll never listen to this, so it's fine. Anyway, she was like big in the Fosse days. She's been in like 1,000 Broadway shows. And I ran into her, and her skin, like I think she's in her late 40s.
Mm-hmm.
Her skin looked insane.
Like good?
Amazing. So beautiful. So radiant. And I was like, Mary Ann Lamb, what is your face secret? And she's like, I shave my face like a man every day.
I've heard that's amazing.
She's like, I shave it every day and it's exfoliating. I don't know what it is. So then, of course, like any beauty junkie, I go home that night and I'm like, I'm going to shave my face. But I got like the little face shavers. You know, they come in like a tri-pack. There's like a pink and a yellow and a green from the beauty supply. And
oh
so
God.
I start shaving my face and I was like, yeah, you know what? This does make sense. Less like little peach fuzz. My makeup, my cleanser, like everything will get closer to my skin. I like this idea. And then I cut my face, like literally like a giant cut across my cheek. And that's like just literally my bad week.
Have you been trying it after? Like to do it every
day? Did your face hair grow back a lot? Like,
no, it just grows back like little white peach fuzz. Like I could do it again now.
That's weird.
It feels nice.
I heard that it is the most amazing thing to do for your face or exfoliator. Make it go down way easier and stuff.
Yeah, I agree. I think it looked great. And also, you don't know all the weird hairs you have on your face. Like I did it. My mustache, I did my chin, I did my whole face, even around my little eyes where my Latisse like had me grow some like dark hairs in my like below.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Damn.
Here's my good week. It's kind of not that good, but it meant a lot to me. So I had a little fight with my husband. That was a bad week. Because he was like making fun of my red lipstick and then also like sort of making fun of my dress, but he thought he was flirting and we had to have like a marriage discussion of like, when you're teasing me, it's not flirting. Like that's just making me cry. And then I cried for a while. Anyway, so I educated him on what a real compliment is and like when you should say a real compliment and not do a tease compliment. Like boy, you know how boys used to like punch you on the playground when you're a kid?
I love a teasing compliment.
I do too.
No, I can't. I'm not strong enough. And so my husband, I was driving home.
Like, we can't joke ever.
We can joke, but it can't be like, don't bring that red lip near me. And I was like, you hate me. Anyway, I'm very sensitive. So anyway, I'm driving home from work and my husband sends me a text. He's like, great job on the show tonight. And I was like, oh, wow, thanks. Because sometimes he watches the show when I'm at home. And he goes, you looked really hot in the blue dress.
Oh, he noticed.
And that's really nice.
That is really
and like
nice.
Number for two reasons. A, it was a nice compliment, and two, you understood my love language.
That's nice.
I think our anniversary is coming up, so we got another feel like we got another year. We can make it another year.
I think you can make it.
Okay.
You can do it. That's nice. That communication is key. Jack.
Okay, so my good week is, well, Kelty mentioned it a little bit ago, but I keep forgetting to talk about it. But Scott was on an episode of Date My Mom when he was like 19 years old and his parents had like the VCR tape of it somewhere like hidden in their garage and they found it the other day and we watched it and it was the best thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
I don't know. Could you have sex with him after seeing that?
He's so cute on it.
He is.
Yeah. Okay. 'Cause he's like a little surfer, like 19-year-old kid from Santa Monica that thinks he's like the shit.
Aww.
So it's like little BB Scott, but he was saying all these like sexually innuendo kind of comments on it.
About his mom?
No. So the date my mom, it's the boy goes on a date with three girls' moms. And
she's
then,
like mortifying.
And he's like setting the moms up with his dad.
No.
He dates the moms and then from the mom's dates, he chooses which daughter he wants to date.
So does Scott want to be famous?
Did he have a little... Is your Snapchat his, like,
is
roots
that
to
his,
fame?
He's trying... No. But when but he did... You know how he got on
Are
the show?
Are you being used?
I'm being used.
Shit!
He got discovered when he was working at Abercrombie & Fitch.
Naturally. He worked at Abercrombie & Fitch?
Yeah.
Says, explains so much about
I know.
Scott.
He's such a douche. But it was so funny. And I'm like, you're adorable. So that was my good week.
I want to know, how scripted was it? Because he was like actually pretty good. Because he looked right at the camera and he's like, hi, I'm Scott. I'm 19. And
I like
I'm,
to do things that are dangerous.
I like to do things that are... Like, it was like, is there a teleprompter? Like, did you have some coaching?
That's amazing.
I think that they feed you lines. Because they fed him all these like stupid sexual lines. I'm like, your mom probably doesn't like that. But I forgot what my bad week was, but now I remember because it's really terrifying. So everybody that's listened to our podcast probably knows how I feel about kitten heels. They terrify me. Mm-hmm. I think I almost have a phobia of them at some point in my life. My mom was cleaning out my parents' house, and she's going through all these old photos. Found a photo of me in kitten heels.
I need to see it.
Looking real good in high school.
Holy shit. These are real? You chose these? You wore them?
I chose them. They're pointy-toed kitten heels with the smallest little nub heel.
It's an aggressive heel. I mean, it's an aggressive shoe with a tiny little heel.
They were so pointed that they almost looked like elf shoes, and they kind of curled up at the front.
They look like... But you're also wearing a sweatshirt that says Danse.
I know.
Let me see that.
I puffy painted it myself.
Oh, my God.
Hold on.
I was a fashionista in high school.
Oh, my
puffy
God.
Puffy painting that shirt. Yeah.
That's awful.
It's like a... It looks like it's worn down. Are you wearing pearls? Oh, my God. You wear... Is that a... You cut those jeans yourself.
Oh, yeah.
That's back in style.
I ripped the jeans. Oh, the bottom of them?
Yeah.
I cut the jeans. I puffy painted the shirt. I threw on some pearls and a kitten heel.
You looked great. Everybody check it out on the Instagram account because it's going
at the Lady Gang.
The worst part of this, though, that I will end with is I know that picture's in my yearbook, so I can never get rid of it.
That's amazing.
Why would you want to get rid of it?
Fashion icon. What's coming up?
Oh, well, we're very excited because today we have an outspoken activist, famous daughter, beautiful brunette, and she's going to tell us some really good Hollywood stories because she's part of one of the most famous Hollywood families around.
You're listening to The Lady Gang.
You guys, I'm very, very excited because we finally added a brunette to the mix.
It's about damn time.
It is about the damn time. Our guest today is a reality star, model, songwriter, singer. Did I say songwriter wrong?
No.
Isn't it right? Songwriter, singer, Instagram queen, a famous heir, and anything but a boring brunette. Please welcome to Lady Gang, Sophie Simmons.
Yay!
Welcome. I want to start the interview by telling you that I met your hot brother at a charity event this week.
I hear this a lot.
Can I put in a fun fact really quick?
Yes.
You dated.
He was my roommate for a year.
Really?
What?
Yeah.
Whereabouts?
In Silver Lake. He lived with me for a year.
Oh,
and I think
yes.
He stayed at our house twice.
Yeah. Where did he go the rest
of the time? He, half moved in.
Yeah.
There was a mattress and, a trash bag full of clothing, and then he never, really moved in.
Yeah, that's
why?
True.
Where was he still at with you guys?
Wasn't he staying at your parents' house?
He was staying, at my parents' house, but we were also, I think it was his last year of college or something.
Yeah.
So he had half his stuff at college, half at home, and then he was like, I don't want to live at college anymore. I'll live in Silver Lake, which he...
Did he pay the rent?
Yeah.
Yeah, he paid the rent.
So you lived alone?
No, we lived in a six-bedroom house. Oh. It was him and five girls.
It was a really pretty house.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. And haunted, but whatever.
Honestly, he came up. We were at this charity at the hospital, and he came up in his scrubs, and I was like, damn, that guy's fine.
Oh, fermenting kids?
Yeah, fermenting kids. And I was
looking him up.
And I was like, damn, he's fine. And then he was so tall. I was like, I'm sure he's a basketball player. I didn't really know him.
He hates when people ask if he plays basketball. Because he's the opposite of an athlete. He's so cerebral.
And he's a writer.
Incredible writer. Yeah. Yeah.
What's but anyway,
his name?
It's not Nick.
Nick.
Nick Simmons. It's not about your hot brother. It's about you being hot. That's why you're here. Forget your brother. He's out. But my first note, I do want to note that my first note on my notes was, brother is a babe. Now I'd like to go into this. So you come from a showbiz family, and you grow up in Los Angeles, and you're in LA, and you can really choose to do anything.
Yeah.
And so why have you chosen this route, and why did you not shy away from show business?
I kind of chose all of the things, songwriting.
Well, if you can do everything,
I chose all the things.
Right.
Luckily, you can do all the things.
Right.
And you're
Would it be
talented.
Terrible if I couldn't do anything?
Yeah.
But I chose all of them. I was just had to pretend I wasn't awful all the time. I did avoid show business for a long time, and that's why I went to a regular high school and a regular college, and I went to school for computer engineering, and I thought I was gonna move to San Francisco and be a coder and be Mr. Robot pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And then it wasn't something my heart was in. I just really hated what I did every day. And I was like, this is probably what I'm not supposed to be doing because I don't like it. So I tried to find something where I would actually like showing up to work. And it started with going into the studio and writing songs. And I loved that because you get to kind of choose this endless buffet of options of where you want a song to go. And I just thought that was so neat. And with coding, it's really just you have to do it one way. You can create all these things, but you can't enter the code wrong or else nothing works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it's a little limiting.
But is there pressure, though, because dad's a musician, so everyone's like, well, you'll never be your dad.
No, I mean, it's harder for my brother because he's a boy and there's that comparison.
Yeah.
And he also, my brother writes more of rock-ish music. I would say it's blues-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And mine is alternative pop. So it's not even on the same station. It's not on the same shelf at a record store, which don't exist because I'm old.
On Spotify.
We're old now. Yeah, seriously.
Talk to me about the modeling because it has not been without its controversy.
Yeah. Apparently, if you're above a size 2 and you model lingerie, it's raunchy or scandalous or sexy.
Which is so crazy. So I want everyone to know this. This is an Instagram photo of Josephine Scriver, who is a big Victoria's Secret
Angel, mm-hmm. and you mm-hmm. next to each other. They're in the same pose, wearing the same type of like a lacy thong, kind of like a high cut thong. Mm-hmm. And like you get torn apart, like, what a whore. And Josephine's like, you're an angel.
She's yeah. also topless in the photo, and I'm not.
What?
But like somehow everyone was like, she looks beautiful and classy and she's a Victoria's Secret angel, but like this girl, she's a whore. And I'm like, I don't understand why you would think that, because we're both like really just trying to sell you underwear.
Yeah.
And in her photo, she's actually, like, straddled on a bed, and I'm just, like, standing, smiling. So there's, like, oh my this God. Huge...
It could not be more different.
It could not be yeah. more different. But there's this huge stigma of, like, if you have more butt, that it's, like, worse. Yeah. And if you have a little butt, then it's okay.
But it's such a triple stigma, because it's like, you want a little butt is okay. If you have more butt, it's not okay. But then if you have a big fake butt, like, you're a celebrated Instagram model. Like, how, is right. it, it's yeah. so strange that you're like a regular woman
yeah,
trying to sell some underwear. Yeah, because
yeah.
it's like the girl with the ass implants made out of cement has 5 million followers. Like, it's just very bizarre.
True.
I hope, please don't put cement in your butt.
Don't do it.
Please don't do it.
It's not good for you.
That's going to take away from the podcast.
Please don't.
Just don't.
Yeah.
Are you ever embarrassed of your family's antics?
Yeah, of course. I mean, everyone's embarrassed of their parents, I feel like.
Yeah, sure.
Whenever your parents are like, look at my child, except, like, mine are lingerie photos. And that's, like, a little bit more embarrassing.
Like at Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, my mom will be, like, at the nail salon showing her nail tech. She's like, look how beautiful my daughter is. And I'm like, that is my butt. And I'm right here.
Like, maybe not right now.
That's cute,
maybe,
though.
Like, not right this minute.
That's cute.
But what have you learned? Because some people go crazy when they grow up in a showbiz family. They like fall off the deep end because it's like you're used to a certain kind of life, and so mm-hmm. you lose your mind. What have you learned?
My parents weren't real like showbiz parents. They didn't let us do whatever we want, and they didn't give us unlimited funds. Like, we had to work for everything we had. We didn't have allowance. They didn't believe in that. They didn't think we should just get money for no reason.
Did you have to do jobs around the house?
Jobs around the house, but actual, like, real jobs. Like, go get a job. Like, oh, I walked wow. dogs, and I babysat, and then that's when I was cool. old enough, I bartended.
I'd be so pissed if I were you.
I mean, like, if we all, like, wish our parents could just take care of us for our whole life, but I'm thankful that they started us early, because then I wasn't afraid to go into job interviews and, like, be yeah. rejected yeah. or, you
actually
know,
like, have, like, a work ethic.
Yeah. And it's scary going into the workforce out of college if you've never done it, but because I had already done it, I was fine, like, filling out applications and applying for things, and that didn't scare me at all.
So what would you say to our girls? All of our girls that are graduating from college 1 or 2 years that are going to have to be in your position, like going out into the world, finding jobs online, applying, sending resumes.
I mean, I would say start early and don't be afraid to fail. It's okay to apply for a job that you're super underqualified for. Mm-hmm. It's good that they're seeing you now. And then when you come back and apply again and you are qualified, they'll see that you've grown. And a lot of people just are, they say, I don't have that skill set, I'm not going to apply. But you never know.
Yeah.
Maybe you have something that they're looking for, and so what if you didn't take the class mm-hmm. that they wanted you to take?
And I feel like more often than not, people are getting jobs that they aren't necessarily on paper perfect for. And mm-hmm. if you let that limit you and stop you, inhibit you from going after it, it's like you're a sitting duck, and like you just have to jump at the opportunity. Nobody's going to be the perfect person for any job.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not the perfect person to be an underwear model. I'm not a zero, and Victoria's Secret was like, we don't want her. But Adore Me, the company I work for, was like, we love you because you're not that thing. So mm-hmm. you're going to find that job that fits you perfectly, even if on paper it's not so much what they were looking for.
Most importantly, talk to me about your eyebrows.
God, I know I've been staring at them.
We can't. Thanks. It's all, honestly, we want to know about your life, but I know the three of us very well, and we're brow obsessed. What have you, did you ever have a bad brow stage? Have they been like this yeah. since you were a child?
I accidentally waxed off half my eyebrows like a year ago.
And they grew back?
Yeah.
Sorry, Jack.
And I didn't wax them like too short. I waxed them like this way. Like,
oh, like
did laterally
you, who
too
did
far.
Someone do it
someone
to you?
Someone did it to me. Only on one side. And I was
no.
like, oh no, everything has shifted left. It was bad. And so I had to like pencil in half of my left brow for a year.
Oh my God.
And the trick was I just didn't touch them for a year, and they were gross, and like there was hair all down here and over here, but I just didn't touch them. And then the other day I like went into the place to get them done again, and I had them pencil it first and then wax it off.
You went back to the same place?
No, I went to a different place.
Oh, okay, good.
I'm not going to go back to ever.
Like, I went back to my girl.
I'm back to that same girl who waxed my face. No.
And they
fixed it.
Where
but
do you
the
go?
Trick is to not touch it. I went to Anastasia's in Beverly Hills to fix it. Yeah.
Yeah. They
didn't wax it off.
Some of the best brows I've ever seen. Yeah, would you agree?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Thanks.
Okay. What has been your ish moment? What's the moment where you thought, I have made it? This is it.
I got a call from my modeling agency and I thought like, I'm really not going to ever book anything for modeling. And I had gone on several hundred go-sees and they were like, yeah, you're not the small enough person or you're not big enough. Like I'm kind of that in between.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know, maybe I should just not model anymore because I'm just not ever going to get booked. Yeah. And then I got the call from a dormie saying like, we want you to be the face of our thing. And I was like, are you sure? Is this a mistake? Did you mean to call someone else? Like I was just, cause I didn't feel like that was something that would happen for me. Especially in modeling, like lingerie, you have to be really in shape because
mm-hmm.
that's you're selling how good a bra looks on your body and there's nothing to cover it up. And then they were like, yeah, we're sure it's you. I was like, okay, cool. And then I like immediately started eating salad and like trying to be healthy at like the last minute.
No,
yeah.
Yeah. You have 24 hours and you're like, juice. I love it. It's so good.
I was like, yeah, I've been juicing for 12 hours. I'm such a veteran.
That's amazing.
Do you have a mirror message? An inspirational mantra that you perhaps write or print out and tape up to your mirror?
I do.
You know what? Hold
I
my
do
hand.
These a lot.
Oh, God.
Hold my hand.
It's us together, Sophie.
I wish I had a photo of that.
I do these a lot. I don't know why more people don't. Maybe because you look nuts when people come to use your bathroom. And
that's
what
Becca says.
Writing all over your mirror.
That's
me. Like, I love myself.
Me.
They're like, woo.
Like, this person's listening.
Yeah. But I take them down when people come over because they don't think I'm nuts. They're on sticky notes. But I have one that says tall tower on a cloudy day, and it's just about like being higher than the crap underneath you. And,
oh,
like rising
that.
Above.
I like that.
And, yeah.
So I like that because it's a metaphor.
It's a metaphor and it's
that's
like no one else will get it. It's just for me.
Is
and that's what they
down?
Should be. Yeah.
You I'm can literally writing it
I'll
down.
Find a new
it's
one.
Going on my mirror tomorrow.
It's fine, Kelsey. You can have her mantra.
I love that.
That is a really good one. Yeah, that's not lame.
I mean, it shouldn't just be like love yourself today because you don't really connect with that. It should be something like only you understand.
You know what? I'm going to be Instagramming a picture of my mirror message inspired by you.
You're going to look at my mirror.
Slightly
think I'm like
tall tower.
A psychopath. No. All my sticky notes.
That's well, a problem. Since
I also have like, don't forget to pick up milk. And, like, all those two that are up for
like
weeks.
Where do you get the tall tower
from? Yeah.
Change your sheets.
Yeah.
When we come back, we have a Like a Lady, the question about being fake rich.
Now back to the Lady Gang.
We're back. The Like a Lady question of the week is, I think, going to help a lot of people out there because we can't all afford to go to Bloomingdale's to buy our products.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes we have to buy things at the drugstore. Mm-hmm. So I want to know, what is one drugstore item that you swear by? Jack Vanek.
I have two. I'm going to break the rules.
Shocker. Jack wants to break the rules of the show.
The only child. One is...
I have seven.
My first one is...
from Saks.
Exactly. It's La Mer eye cream. It's $300. That St. Ives apricot scrub.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
That's the bomb. It's like $5. It's the only exfoliator I use. And then this... Burt's Bees tinted chapstick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love a Burt's Bees.
Bomb.
When you go on a vacation, a nice tinted lip balm. Okay.
I know.
It's good.
Mm. I love a good
Becca Tobin?
Chapstick.
Mine is L'Oreal mascara.
Which one?
The one in the just basic gray with the
voluminous.
Yep, voluminous.
I feel like all drugstore mascaras are better than like designer mascaras.
They say that the drugstore makeup that doesn't have to do with like color
pigment
is actually just as good as something you'd find it.
I use
sure
that mascara
is.
Too.
Sometimes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I recently found these makeup brushes at Rite Aid. I don't know if anyone has discovered these yet.
Well, they will now.
But like, you know how Rite Aid like revamped their floor plan and they're all like super nice inside now.
Yes.
So if you like venture into that like cosmetic section on the side, there's these black and purple brushes and they are the best brushes I have ever found. I threw out like my Marc Jacobs brushes. Like they like look like crap compared to these organic weird brushes.
Ooh.
Yeah, And they're great.
Well, I trust you because your brows look amazing. Mine is the Nivea Enriched Lotion in the blue pump.
Yep.
I have been using that forever. There's not a lotion that I would rather slather on my dimpled ass than that Nivea. It's very good. So we figured out your drugstore finds, and when we come back, Sophie's going to help us figure out our lives. Well, not our lives. We've already got this figured out. Your lives. Yeah. Duh.
Hey, ladies! Funky.
Ask the Lady Gang.
All right, so you're going to help us answer some of our questions written by our fans.
But Jack,
what?
Before you do that, where can people write in their questions?
Oh, you guys can write in your questions at hello@theladygang.com.
Just the website.
Or just...
Nope. Jack, no.
Kelsey's like our tutor right now and giving us...
HelloLadyGang@gmail.com and theladygang.com. 10 months, guys. 10 months we've been doing this.
I can never remember that email address for the life of me.
I know, it's tough.
Maybe you should send me more love notes. Continue.
Okay. Before we start, if you guys want 20% off jackfanning.com, use code LADYGANG and buy yourself some shit. I brought you some presents.
Yay!
Okay, our first question comes from Felicia, and she says...
Bye!
I'm
so ready. Actually, it's Felicia B, so...
It is Felicia Bye.
Felicia Bye.
She probably Felicia Bye. Hates that joke.
I'm so sorry.
I really like the name Felicia.
Hates to be named Felicia. Oh, no. Okay, I've got a huge problem. The only time I've ever been able to orgasm is when I'm solo and watching porn. I'm not in a relationship, but I feel like it's becoming an issue. Any tips on how to improve my situation?
I feel like if you're not in a relationship, it's not an issue.
Yeah.
Because that seems like it's fine. But my best friend actually has this problem, and she like wasn't able to orgasm until she met her recent boyfriend. And we've decided that it's because she's never actually liked anyone that she's slept with.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like for me, whether that's just like physical attraction or emotional attraction, like there has to be that spark for you to get going. Otherwise, like, you're just kind of laying there thinking about
something else.
Other thing.
I was exactly like that.
So maybe, like, she's sleeping with the wrong people is what I'm saying.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think if...
I like that.
Especially if you're an emotional person, even if you're just having sex and it's, like, a physical thing, I think that there's still something lacking. Like, that happened to me. I don't think I could have had an orgasm for, like, 2 years until I met my boyfriend who I'm with now that I'm, like, in love with. And there's... It's like an all-encompassing thing.
Mm-hmm. It's not, I mean, it's not an uncommon problem. I feel like a lot of women.
Well, because when you watch movies, when you watch movies.
When you watch movies.
She's so classic.
What's this fancy movie?
I hate you all. And you're new, and I hate you too.
Good at
when you watch
a movie.
With the Nivea. No, when you watch movies, it looks like these women orgasm in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
There have been times, like literally this week, I'm watching TV, it's 7:11, and my show is coming on at 8, and I'm like, we have 49 minutes.
That's a
49 minutes, and like
it took that long.
I know.
Sometimes it takes a long time.
What the hell are you doing?
Literally, what are you doing?
Like brushing feathers on each other? Like, is it the most insane foreplay ever?
It was.
You guys, we've got 50 minutes. But I've got an orgasm.
I feel like I could get pregnant and have a child in 50 minutes.
I feel like I have this similar thing, except I'm like, okay, we have 10 minutes. The Bachelor comes on.
Yes.
We need to hurry up because this commercial break is only going to be 5 minutes long and I need to get snacks before it starts.
Yes, like, you got to fit a snack
you
in
have to
too.
Cut time for like snack and also like getting dressed after.
And going and peeing.
Going peeing.
Yeah.
So you'll get the UTI.
A wipe seat.
We did finish with 10 minutes to spare.
You had 40 minutes? For 39
it's not a
minutes.
Race, okay?
But here's what I'm going to say.
Clearly.
It's not a race, but I'm going to say that some...
Is it the most sensual, beautiful experience you've ever had in your life?
I really want to know.
I feel like it happens
Can
in
we
slow
watch
motion.
You guys?
It was amazing.
Seriously.
I have to happen in slow
But
motion.
I think there's... I take a little bit of time to orgasm.
But was he like going down on you for like 25 minutes?
No.
You're having sex the full 40
no,
minutes.
No. There was like kissing. There was a making out. And then there was like level 2. Then there was like close off. Then there was like some zhuzhing with the hands.
So it was a full-on seduction happening.
Is that a full seduction? I just call
like
that sex.
Alicia could use some of that.
Yeah.
Because
maybe I feel like a lot of people, after being with someone for like even a couple weeks, they kind of get over like the making out thing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Making out is very underrated.
I hate making out.
I do too. I don't like drinking someone's spit.
I don't
love
either.
I can't get past
it. I'm a spitophobe and I really
don't
like it.
I am too. Oh, we've talked about
after them.
I also don't like when people like kiss your body and leave a little spit mark.
I hate the smell of spit on the skin.
I hate, it's just, it's all gross. Okay.
You know what? I know you're new to the Lady Gang, but I really like you.
I know.
When you had that bachelor comment, it like cinched it in for me that I became an instant, like, super fan.
I could hate somebody and they said something about the Bachelor and I'd be like, oh my
God.
Well,
how do you feel about the fact that I hate the Bachelor?
I don't really I think we all love to hate the Bachelor. I hate that I watch it so religiously.
Have you ever watched it though?
Yes, that's the worst.
Have you ever had like a checkerboard, like where you scored people and stuff? That's what makes it fun.
You gotta
I've never done that. But you know what I do is I follow everyone in the beginning, and then they say something, like I pretend like I'm the Bachelorette, and then as they say something I don't like, I unfollow them, and then I have my final choice.
Wait, like on Twitter?
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
But it's great because I'm verified and they can see that I've followed them and then unfollowed them.
Oh,
so it's really an elimination.
You're so mean.
You know what I should do? I should start tweeting out roses every week to the people that stay.
You should.
Wait, you should. Emoji. You should.
Like, I followed Chad for all of 5 seconds.
Oh, my God.
He got out of the limo and I was like, okay, Chad, blah, 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 looked him up, follow. And then as soon as he said something, I was like, and unfollow. And
oh,
we're done.
Oh, my God.
You know what you should do is tweet them the everybody a rose and then a skull for the person that leaves.
Ooh. Or palm tree because they're going to go to Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah.
I'm too invested.
I love it so much. Okay. We have to move on or else I'm going to keep talking about it.
Thank God.
Our next question comes from Brittany. And she says, I've been friends with this girl for over 10 years and we've both been through our fair share of bad experiences. We both are usually there for each other, but lately she's been putting me down and taking her bad luck out on me. I'm not a sensitive person, but she has recently said things that have rubbed me the wrong way. I've tried confronting her, and she just makes it a big deal. I would like to save this friendship, but it's just making it almost near impossible. Help.
I'd say cut her out of your life. There's nothing wrong with that. I've just started cutting people out of my life, and then when they decide to be a good, like, not saying I'm cutting you out of my life, but just stop talking to that person.
You tweet them the skull?
I tweet them the skull, and then they're off the island. No, just stop talking to that person.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they want to be a real friend, they're going to reach out and ask you to go to lunch or something. But as you get older, there's no reason to waste your time on trying to make other people happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Life is too short to be friends with shitty people.
If she's making a big deal that you've brought up a feeling you've had, that's incorrect. Because feelings are neither right nor wrong. Mm-hmm. They are how you feel. And no one can tell you that you're incorrect in feeling that way. So you've brought it up. That's the most you can do.
Yep.
And now that you've acknowledged it, just stop talking to this person. Don't be the first one to reach out.
Putting you on ice. I like to put people on ice.
Mm-hmm.
You're not killing them. You're not throwing them away.
Mm-mm.
But you're just letting them chill. And you can go back. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's actually part of growing up. And relationships mm-hmm. go through a lot
ebbs and flows.
Yeah, and a lot of stages. And like, you know, you putting her on ice and her feeling that, maybe she'll have a little bit of a come to Jesus about why she's driving people away.
Or she will just not contact you and then you'll know.
Yeah.
For real.
And then you won't have a shitty friend.
Yeah. And it sucks. It sucks learning like that your friends are flawed, because when we're younger, we think our friends are the best things in the whole world.
Yeah.
But everyone's just people.
Yeah.
So it's all right.
And as you get older, it's like your friend group gets really small.
Super small.
Mm-hmm. And you just want those like people that are your people. And I just always say, life is stressful enough, and I'm trying to just only add non-stressful people into my circle. Yeah. So if you make it hard for me, like, I don't care if you have the best intention. Like, I'm a texter, so don't call me. Like, anyone who ever makes me feel guilty about not hanging out, like that friend that's like, oh my God, I haven't seen you in so long.
I hate the, are you alive?
Text. Are you alive?
You're like, yeah,
you would know
my
if
Instagram.
I died. All right? I'm alive.
The only reason you would need the I'm alive text if you were like, I'm in a scary Uber, I'm texting you the license plate.
Yes.
Like, please check that I'm alive.
No, you should. The I'm alive text should only be if the person might be dead.
Don't make me feel so guilty. It is hard sometimes because I think our friends, especially they see us on social media, and so you're like, well, if you have time to post an Instagram, you have time to call me. No.
This is my job.
Like, this is different. Like, anyone that makes it hard, you're out. Yeah. I don't even put it on ice.
Also,
I'm cutting.
The entertainment industry is really weird, too, because we work literally all day long. and you're going like meeting to meeting to set to home. Like you're doing mm-hmm. things all day long. So when someone's like, just take an hour out of your day, I'm like, I don't even eat lunch, bitch. I cannot take an hour.
Yeah.
Like I will see you on Sunday when everyone is home.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah, if I'm not at hot yoga trying to get zen about my life.
Mic drop. Okay. Our last question comes from Danny. I don't know if this is a girl or boy. I guess we'll figure it out. She or he says, I'm 19 years old and I just completed my first year of college in Manhattan. Back in November, I met this guy at a club and we hit it off very well. We see each other out often and every time we do, I go back to his apartment with him. He probably thinks that I'm just a booty call. I want to tell him I have feelings. What would you guys do in this kind of situation and what's the best way to get over him if I should just move on?
Clarifying questions. How long have they been doing this? Does it say?
It doesn't
back
say.
In November she met November. Him.
So, oh, so that's a while.
Getting up on the year kind of. You know, I feel like nowadays booty calls really aren't a thing, and if it is, then you know that you're that one because you really get like almost disrespectful line crossing texts.
Mm-hmm.
Or like dick pics. I feel like you only get unsolicited dick pics if you're like the side piece.
Well, and it
unless
does,
that's like a thing you guys do. But like any person in my phone that sends me a dick pic, first of all, gets put in an iCloud folder.
Oh yeah,
and
saving
I'm
it.
Waiting for it to get hacked. But they get put in the folder. But I know that like that's a booty call person.
Yeah.
But there are people that I see out and like you've always had that person and feelings for them and you always go home with them. Like I feel like we all have that person. Mm-hmm. And it's okay to be like, you know, I really like doing this with you. We should try doing this, not starting at a club.
Yeah.
I feel like that's fine. And he obviously likes you enough to keep going home with you for 9 months.
I disagree. I think if it started as a booty call, you're always going to be in the booty call zone.
Did it start as a booty call, though?
They said that they met in a club. But that's
not, that doesn't mean booty call.
A booty call is like they're calling you late at night after they've been in the club.
You hit it off. They see each other, and every time we go back to his apartment.
That's because you're the girl that's out at the bar.
Yeah, why are you out so much? Sorry.
Yeah.
what is
your job? I think there's men. Men look at women, and they're like, this is my wife. This is wife material, and this is material.
Yeah.
And I think he put you in a different category. You can sleep with someone on the first date and still end up marrying them.
Yeah.
But this seems like this is a year-long nighttime only red light zone.
Yeah. I think that men are really simple. Unless he's a total pussy, if he wanted to pursue something with you, he probably already would have.
Do you sleep over? That's another valid question.
Right. Do you pack it up? You're like, let me put my stuff back in my backpack.
Yeah, do you like go to the club going, I know I'm going to see Ryan or whatever his name is, and like bring your stuff with you? Because then that's a booty call.
Yeah.
But if you like both know that you're both going to be there and it's almost like a planned, we're going to meet and like have a, then does that count as like a modern date night?
We need more clarification.
I need more. And we need to talk about this.
Becca's sitting there just rolling her eyes.
I didn't roll a single eye. I am doing a head shake only because she's 19.
Or he. Yeah.
He or she is 19. And if he wanted you to be your boyfriend, or if he wanted you to be his boyfriend or girlfriend, I think this is a girl named Danny.
I don't know.
I think that it would have come up already. And I think that he would have tried to see you, like, I don't know, in daylight or, you know, but don't take it personally because he's probably pretty young too. Well, he's just having fun. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Wait, she said she met him at a bar and she's 19.
I know, that's the thing. They're probably all
partying. It might be Canadian.
Oh, it might be Canadian. Yeah, yeah. Wait, that's our, that's good.
Do you have a fake idea? Oh my God.
Either way, I don't know if this is your long-term person, so just chill.
I would just
put it on ice.
But go also, home with like, anytime else. You have a feeling, I feel like my feeling says that you should tell them. Because
mm-hmm.
It'll also just take the worry out of it because then you've said it and then you'll know. Like, I don't know why people spend 9 months wondering if someone likes you back and you keep going home with them.
Yeah.
When on probably month 3, you should have been like, look, I like you. If not, I still want to go home with you because I have fun with you. But, like, what are your thoughts on hanging out?
Yeah.
Yeah, just be honest.
You know what? You're coming back.
Thanks.
Where can people read? Because I know you have a blog as well.
I do.
Tell us where if you want more of these gems of wisdom that you have not been getting at the Lady Gang podcast.
You have some good sound bites that we don't have. Not.
We might need to go to for a second opinion. Where can we read?
You can go to nofilter.la, which is an online magazine I run, but it's not all me. We have 25 contributors from 8 countries, so you get a lot of different people's perspectives, but you can also write in. There's like a contact thing, so you can ask questions. Or you can just like tweet at me or Instagram me. I often answer DMs. It's a pastime.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's nice.
I think they're fun.
And is it just Sophie Simmons?
Sophie T. Simmons, yeah, on all platforms.
Wait, do you remember? Oh, she might have been a Sophie B. Hawkins.
No.
Damn. I wish I was your lover. You know that song?
No.
It was only in Canada. It was I grew up in Canada.
It was only in Canada.
Anyway.
I did too, but I don't remember that.
Damn, I wish I was. I'm going to send it to you. I'm going to DM you.
DM me.
If you also want to DM Becca Tobin, she probably won't write you back,
but
you can. It's Becca Tobin at Jack Vanek, at Kelty Knight, at The Lady Gang. Please, 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 please go on over to our brand new site, theladygang.com. And you can also submit if you want to write for us, if you want to take a video for us, if you want to send us some of your photography, whatever you're into, we're into. So make sure you go check out the site, subscribe to our newsletter, and most importantly, go on over to iTunes and give us a 5-star review and a nice review. And that's the end of my topic. And on this note, we say see you next Tuesday. Yay! Woo!
Join the Lady Gang every Tuesday at iTunes and at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com. Thanks for listening.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.